closely with state and local law enforcement, which has really acted in the most encouraging way. They just haven't done that in the past down there effectively, Mr. President. So I'd say Roy Moore is our special agent there in charge. Chose months ago when we first were confronted with this problem to push the locals to do the job. We debated with them for some months because we just didn't have that much confidence in the locals. I talked to him personally and he convinced me that it was worth a try. Although I must say I was very skeptical. But as I watched the evidence of their activities increase, I knew that he was proving right. Of course, last night really proved it. You know, our manpower is so thin nationally that if you can get the state and local law enforcement people to do it, you're just way ahead. So that's not where it is.
Well, we send in FBI, you know, even including Hoover when they kill a Negro down there, and doing pretty good. It looks like it has been going on for some time. We've got people that are fugitives from justice that the FBI is wanting mixed up in this thing. And they're getting dead evidence right on them. That person that belonged to warfare conspiracy that dedicated to get the communist views. And it looks like to me that somebody over in justice ought to say something about it. Or get some folks in there sometime and they can be very helpful right now to show some interest in this case.
I think the press has stated generally that the FBI has been involved. Where the major difference here is that before, local law enforcement was not acting to protect the rights of citizens. Here, it is. You can hardly show it more dramatically than a shoot-down of local law enforcement. But we can see if we can demonstrate get some word out about role we play. Now, we have turned over the evidence that we've had. We've investigated those bombings. We had the hard choice then. Do you cooperate with local law enforcement, risk their leaking it to the Klan, you know? Or do you cooperate? Or do you do it yourself? And we decided to cooperate with them. And it's paid off.
Well, you see anything wrong right at this particular stage when a lot of people are really making an attack on the Jews for us to get them to have a backgrounder and say that we're working on this with the Mississippi people and the FBI, and they do have some fugitive justice, and this fellow Sam Bowers, former head of the Ku Klux Klan, has been arrested, and the notebook shows that and a man committed to defeating the communist Jewish conspiracy which threatens the nation. And this is a very serious thing. And we're going to put all the facilities of the federal government behind the cooperation with the local people and furnish them whatever personnel they need.
Well, I think we can, you know, the two risks are one, free press, fair trial, and two, the feeling that local law enforcement generally has that the Bureau likes to get all the glory. As soon as things start happening, they come in.
I would like, though, for us to be on record right at this particular day, in this particular month, when the niggers and the Jews, according to Eastland, trying to take over. I'd just really like to be on record that Department of Justice is on top of it, got all of its people there, and that this guerrilla warfare against Jews and people who try to help rebuild a church in this country is not going to go unnoticed and uninvestigated, and we're in it. And I think it'd be so much better if y'all would do it over there by background than somebody else doing it, but I sure think it ought to be done. And I think it'd make people take notice.
They know. We'll do it, try to do it.
No, but I mean, I think it would make the Stennises and McClellan and the rest of them, you have no idea what this McClellan, how he cuts us. How he just cuts you to pieces, and getting even worse than me now. The story today, he just vicious. That he guessed you wouldn't let me tell him about the crime bill. But nearly every man that handles crime bills consulted about these things. And he wasn't consulted at all. I just went ahead and signed it. Didn't even tell him. He had to read the newspaper. And he guessed it's Ramsey Clark. But what I would just like to do, Ramsey, I would like to show every Jew in this country that the Johnson administration doesn't like this and is watching it and going to put their ass in jail if they keep it up.
Okay, sir.
Is that plain and simple and clear? And do it now as delicately as you can, but show that we've got some force in there, and we're going to have some more if it's necessary. And that this poor little old fellow Davidson, or whatever his name is, has been trying to help him rebuild church, and by God, you're not going to let him get bombed out of his car tonight if you kept it. And that you're notifying the locals that you're going to do it, and this anti-Jewish conspiracy, this Ku Klux Klan, is going to get in trouble if it keeps on doing this.
Yeah, we've been doing it all along, and that's the story we won't get out. this activity last night was generated in large part by our intelligence and our coordination with local police. I don't think they'd have done it if we hadn't been there.
I know, but I think Judge Stennis will be a little bit sober on our nominations on this Jewish thing. He realizes that we've got some Lizuzo problems right there, right quick.
Yes, sir.
Because of their plans. So we've got to tell them that. See how it looks. Papers. Maybe we ought to watch it all carefully. See if we can't make some more arrests.
That's the reason. The major reason we have to go is we've had that.
But I gather there's something. If the guy's a fugitive from the FBI, he must have violated some federal law, isn't he?
No, it's under the fugitive felon warrants, which we have about 5,000 of them outstanding at any given time. They're wanted in one state for a felony, and they've fled to another.
Can Hoover help us any on these confirmations?
Well, I think he could help us tremendously if we could get him motivated, right? I had assumed you'd probably talk to Deke about it.
I haven't, but I've just asked Larry Temple, and Larry Temple told him he ought to. The reason I did is Abe said he wrote him a hell of a letter, compliment.
Well, that's...
I haven't talked to Hoover in months. Maybe I ought to talk to him. Maybe I ought to get him over here. Just say, God damn it. Trade Pond Bear for Warren, you ought to know that. Clark's going to be there anyway. I believe we can get Warren to stay on if they turn him down. But I don't want to turn him down. I've got 63, and there's only 7 probables. But can you get any background on what's eating on Griffin? What caused this with Griffin? Why he's so badly interested? Because of Abe's interest in sending troops out there, or what?
No, I don't have any better theory than I had the other day. That he, Phil Hart had taken the lead in 1960, and so he was aware of all the issues, and he saw that thing coming and just grabbed it and started running. And now he's far in. He's never getting himself out of it.
Well, they all get dug in. That's what's dangerous. Towers dug in, you see.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you go. You get your people. Warren's going up there to Larry Temple's after and talk to three of them. And I hope you get your other boy contacting everybody he can. You better see who's affected by these judges. You better go tell them. And I just sure hope we clean these up this year. But we got to establish the president's got the right to name them. If not, you'll tell a Democratic judge like Clark that Robert Nixon named them. You'll tell the Republicans that Robert Humphrey will name them. And we ought to get our man going around there, Finley, whoever he is.
I think we pretty well worked that whole list already.
Well, Clark saw me this morning. He wasn't worried about it much. He didn't say anything. Is anybody
talking
to Clark?
He doesn't really care about those judgeships anyway. You know,
he does?
They're a headache to him.
Well, I thought he just felt like he had to have an Italian. They told me he did.
Well, he can't work that thing out with the bar, and he's just all fouled up with it right now.
They tell me that he wants the Italian, he wants bars, man. Don't give a damn about Higlin. Bar wants one man, he wants the Italian, and that's the way they're ready to go. I said, well, which one should we drop? I'm paying him, Bob. I like him. Well,
yeah,
well, you get on your back now.